Greetings to shortwave listeners around the world, no matter where you may be. You are tuned to the Australian DX Report, coming to you from Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. This is Bob Padula on behalf of the Electronic DX Press Radio Monitoring Association with another roundup of shortwave station news concerning world broadcasting. And a reminder that all times, days and dates in our programs are in UTC.
Getting our program this time, we have our information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, concerning solar activity. The IPS reports that solar activity is continuing to be at a low level. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has dropped to 108, and the smooth equivalent sunspot number has fallen to 58. The IPS further advises that those levels are not expected to change very significantly in the immediate future. So the results mean that high frequency propagation on darkness or semi-darkness paths on frequencies above about 13 megahertz over long distances will not be very reliable. But frequencies above about 12 megahertz during daylight hours will be satisfactory. Now, some propagation news or propagation report monitoring made here in Melbourne recently. In our morning period, about 1 hour after local sunrise, the 49 metre band, there's quite a lot of activity in this band, and here are some of the signals I noted recently. Down at the bottom end of the band, 5860. Radio Fardar, the IBB station, using the Iranawilla Sri Lanka relay at 2150 in Persian. And 5890, Radio Free Asia from Tinian Island, Marianas in Chinese at 2150. Now, 5930, we have Radio Rossi from Petropavlovsk, Kamchatka in Russia, broadcasting in Russian at 2105. And 5940, another frequency from Magadan in Russia, carrying Radio Rossi programs. Now on 6025, we have a Chinese station, the People's Broadcasting Station at Ixiang, Tibetan service at 2150. And on 6040, China National Radio Network 2, broadcasting in Chinese at 2105. And another frequency for China National Radio Network 2 is 6065 and 6090. As well as 6155 and 6190. So, a series of frequencies there for China National Radio Network 2 from 2105 through until about 2200. And 6050, Radio Kuwait, the Arabic service, quite good reception here in Melbourne at 2115. And China Radio International on 6100 from Xi'an in Arabic, good signals at 2150. And the Croatian service of China Radio International from the Beijing transmitter at 6135, also at 2150. And the People's Broadcasting Service from Ixiang, another frequency with the Tibetan service, at 2105 on 6200. The 6145, China Radio International from the relay station at Issoudun in France, a very big signal in Albanian at 2130. And another frequency for Radio Free Asia from Tinian in Marianas, Chinese, 6140 at 2150. And the station at Germana in Chad in Africa, 6165 in African languages at around 2115. And on 5915, Zambia National Broadcasting Corporation, broadcasting in vernaculars, African languages, at 2150. So some quite good reception in the 49 metre band as we move through our, or past our equinox period, and we're now moving into our winter propagation mode. Now, some shortwave station news concerning international broadcasting. First of all, the Bible Voice broadcasting station transmitting to China. Current transmission is scheduled on 21480, 13 metre band, from Trincomalee in Sri Lanka to East Asia. That's 1100 to 1200. Includes programs in Cantonese, English, Chinese and Japanese, various languages, different language in that time period on each day. Now, the Overcomer Ministry, the American religious station, also known as Brother Steer, broadcast from Kostinbrad in Bulgaria. Two frequencies in English to Western Europe, 1800 to 1900 on 11685, and 1900 to 2100 on 7400. Now, Kostinbrad is also known as Sofia, being near the capital of Bulgaria. Updated schedule for Radio Tirana in Albania shows these programs. 0130 to 0200 on 9850 to North America in English on Tuesdays to Sundays. And the same frequency, 2300 to midnight to North America in Albanian. And on 7390, 0700 to 0900, Albanian to Western Europe, and on 7465, various transmissions, 1700 to 1730 in Italian, Mondays to Saturdays, 1730 to 1800 in French, 1930 to 2000 in German, and 2000 to 2030 in English. And those four frequencies on 7465 are all Mondays to Saturdays. Now, what else do we have? Radio Romania International, some frequency changes. 1600 to 1656, a new frequency of 9800. French to Western Europe, replacing 9810, and that's in parallel with 11915. And 1900 to 1956, a new frequency 11805, in Spanish to Southern Europe, replacing 11795 and parallel with 9665. Now, Transworld Radio Africa, a new frequency is 11725 from 1630 to 1800 from Swaziland, Amharic and Oromo languages to East Africa, and that replaces 11760. And the BBC, a frequency change has been made. 0300 to 0400, the new frequency is 9410 from Dubaya in the UAE to Central Africa in Arabic. That frequency replaces 9425 to avoid interference from the Voice of Greece on 9420. Now, the Voice of America itself, the frequency changes. 0100 to 0200, the new frequency from New Dawn in Thailand 15205, English to South Asia, replacing 11705. And 1300 to 1400, 13690 from Iran Avila in Sri Lanka, Pashto, it's Diwa Radio, broadcasting to Western Asia, replacing 11590. And 1800 to 1830, a new frequency, 13630 from Iran Avila in Sri Lanka, Portuguese to Central and South Africa, Mondays to Fridays, replacing 17530 from Greenville in the USA. And 1900 to 2100, 9490, Udon, Thailand, replacing 6060, Korean to East Asia. And finally, 2130 to 2200, 12005 from Botswana, the Bambara language to West Africa, Mondays to Fridays, replacing the Ascension Island relay on 15255. So that was a summary of some shortwave station news. The frequency changes continue to occur throughout the month, and there'll be more frequency changes as we move through the current transmission season. Further monitoring notes now. This time the 19 metre band here in Melbourne during our pre-sunrise period. 1800 to 1900, quite good reception recently, various stations. 15335, the Bible Voice Broadcasting Station from Nauen in Germany, broadcasting in Somali to Africa. 15540, Radio Kuwait in English at 1810. 15570, Vatican Radio in Portuguese in English. 15630, the Voice of Greece in Greek. 15300, Radio France International from Issedon in France in French. And 15445, NHK Radio Japan from the Wehrtaktel relay in Germany, broadcasting in Japanese to the Middle East. So some interesting signals there, interesting propagation on 19 metres in our pre-sunrise period here in Melbourne.
And that's all in our program this time. So this is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, wishing you all good listening. Thanks for being with us. Good DX, and goodbye for now. See you soon.